What up, though? What's happening? What's popping? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast, man. And I'm here to present y'all with episode 49. One step closer to 50, man. We stacking the deck. We stacking the table. You know how we coming. You know how we able. When I'm in Florida, I go to Naples. All right, bro. Never mind. If you get the drip, you get the drip. You feel what I'm saying? But this is a very, very, very interesting weekend in college football sports. This episode is strictly dedicated to college football sports. Obviously, it was championship weekend. And we had some upsets, man. We had some teams that we thought was going to win that lost. And we had some teams that, won games and finished the deal and finished off their season on the right hand. Let me just kind of go through the scores real quick. Obviously, there was a game on Friday night. And that game was Oregon versus Washington. Washington ended up winning that game 34-31. It was solid quarterback play in that game. It was a battle of the Heismans right there. I'll speak on who I think we're going to win the Heisman at the end. But it was two Heisman quarterbacks basically battling. And Washington was the one that won the game. So the Huskies definitely locked their spot in the college football playoff. Oregon is officially out of the college football playoff. Moving on from that, there was a game, the Big 12 championship between number 7 Texas and number 18 Oklahoma State. Texas finished the drill. They did what they were supposed to do. They looked good. They blew them out. The score was 49-21. Quinn Ewers, 35-46, 452 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, that is impressive. And they also had 198 yards rushing, and they only gave up 31 yards rushing. Oh my God! They literally had 662 yards of total offense, and they had the ball for over 40 minutes in the entire game, while also having 87 plays to Oklahoma State's 56 plays. So they had 31 more plays. And 80% of the time they had the ball of the game. So great win for Texas. Hopefully that there are some questions about if they're going to make the playoffs and things like that. I think that locks them into the playoffs. But we shall see. Miami of Ohio beat Toledo. In Detroit, it was the MAC championship. Good win for Miami of Ohio, for sure, for sure. The Mountain West championship, Boise State won 44-20 over UNLV. Great win for Boise State. They were 5-5 a couple weeks ago. They fired their coach, and they ended up winning the Mountain West. They ended up winning the Mountain West with a 8-5 record. So they was 3-0 after they fired their coach. Great job, fellas. The Sun Belt championship. Troy ended up beating Appalachian State. If you guys know, are familiar with Appalachian State, I think it was like damn near 10 years ago, they ended up playing Michigan at Michigan, and they beat them. Well, I think it was the quarterback name was Armani Edwards. He was pretty good, slicing them, dicing them up on the field. And they ended up blocking the field goal at the end and running it back. And Appalachian State upset them at the Little House. Moving on from that, we have Liberty in the Conference USA Championship. Liberty, ranked number 24, beat a New Mexico State 49-35. Sure, that was a pretty good game. Liberty has done their thing this year. Liberty is 13-0. So they're going to get to a decent bowl game and, play some competitive football. Great job, Liberty. Moving on from that, we had the SEC Championship. Alabama, ranked number 8, beats Georgia, ranked number 1. If I'm not mistaken, this is Georgia's first loss in 3 years. Shit, I ain't gonna say it was. This is definitely their first loss in 3 years. They the last 2 years they won a national championship. And then they was 12-0 this year, all the way until they got to this game. And they only lost by 3 points. So we're gonna see how that shakes out. I'm about to basically jump into this college football playoff and who I think my top four is or who deserves it the most. And we're gonna talk about all that just in a brief moment. I'm just going through these championship games and letting you guys know the score. And to end it off last night on Saturday night, the ACC Championship, Florida State Seminoles end up ranked number 4, end up beating the Louisville Cardinals. They're ranked number 14, 16-6. They won the game. That's all I can say. They won the game. Obviously, Florida State's quarterback, Jordan Travis, is out. He broke his ankle a couple weeks ago, and he's out for the year. So now they're playing with a third-string quarterback. But they end up winning. So they are a 13-0 team, and they're ranked number 4 right now. So do they fall out of that? Like, how, you know, there's question and speculation. Like, how can a team that's 13-0 ranked in the 4th spot fall back? I mean, but we shall see how that turns out. Obviously, we'll know later today. And last but not least, the Big Ten Championship, the Michigan Wolverines, ranked number 2, blew out the Iowa Hawkeyes, ranked number 16. They beat them 26-0. If you watched the game, it was a really slow game. Michigan ran a punt return back. They got the ball inside the 5-yard line. Blake Corum scored the ball. And the other one, the defensive back, blitzed off the corner edge, and they thought it was an incompletion pass, but it was actually ruled a fumble, and that was inside of the 5-yard line as well. So they turned around and ran the ball in for a touchdown that quick. So it was, you know, both of the touchdowns they had, it was a new possession inside of the 5-yard line, basically. So take that for how you want to take that. That's all I'm saying. They beat them 26-0. Iowa sucks. Iowa is not a good team. I don't want to hear that they was 10-2. Iowa is not competitive at all. The Big Ten need to, I'm sure that's what they're doing next year, but they don't need divisions. The top two teams should be playing in the Big Ten Championship. I don't care about what division they own. The top two teams at the end of the season, out of the 18 teams in the Big Ten right now, the top two teams need to be playing each other in the Big Ten Championship. I'm tired of seeing Purdue in the Big Ten Championship. I'm tired of seeing Iowa in there. I'm even tired of seeing Wisconsin in there. I don't want to see that shit no more. I want to see the best teams. The best teams. The best competitions. Michigan has literally won 3 Big Ten championships versus Iowa twice and Purdue once. Like, come on, bro. That's terrible. Now, let's break this down, man. Let's break this college football playoffs down. Obviously, we have 2 teams that's locked in. I think it's going to go Michigan are going to be ranked number 1 since Georgia lost. So Michigan is going to be ranked 1 and Washington is going to be ranked 2. But I think Washington had a better schedule. They played better competition, and I think they had a better win in the Big Ten. In their championship game. I think Oregon is a way better team than Iowa. Way better competition, and they had to beat Oregon twice. The 2 losses that Oregon have this year are to Washington, and it's hard to beat a team once, let alone twice in 1 year. So I would think Washington should be number 1 because of the competition they played. They played a 5-seeded with a Heisman quarterback. Oregon is a team that arguably one of the best teams in college football right now for the last couple years, for sure. And like I said, Oregon is Oregon, and Washington went and beat them. So I think competition matter. I think strength of schedule matter. I think all of those things matter. And I know they matter in college football, but we shall see. So I would say Michigan are the number 2 seed. Like, the more I look at it right now, I would say Michigan should be the number 2 seed. And Washington should be the number 1 seed. And I know some people be like, oh, man, what you mean by that? I mean, you got to think about it. Washington is a team that they played Boise State, Tulsa. They went to East Lansing and played Michigan State. Michigan State was 2-0 at that time. Obviously, there were some things that happened that prior to that week that kind of, you know, screwed up the whole season kind of. We lost our coach, all of that. But going into that week, that was a big game. And they were on the road, and they won that handily. And then they played their schedule. Arizona was pretty good this year. Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, Arizona had beat Arizona had some very good wins on their schedule as well. They beat Washington State. They beat Oregon State. They beat UCLA. They beat Utah. So Arizona was, you know, they had some good wins on their schedule this year. Yeah, they just ran the table. Washington literally ran the entire table. They beat Oregon. They beat Arizona State. They beat USC, Utah, Washington State. And then they beat Oregon again in the championship. So their strength of schedule was way better than Michigan's strength of schedule. Michigan did not play. They didn't have a very competitive schedule this year. Obviously, the Big Ten been going through what it's been going through. It was kind of a down year for the Big Ten. You had a couple teams that was decent. I wouldn't say Penn State are one of those teams. I mean, to the college football, Penn State is probably good to y'all. But in the Big Ten, Penn State don't win nothing. Penn State is one of those teams that's a pretender. They're like a fraudulent team. It's like you give this team so much hype, and then they get into the big game and they lose. That's who we know Penn State to be. All this hype, Penn State, they're ranked number 5, and you know they're 7-0, and then they get to a team to win and they lose. They lose. So it's like, how real is this team? And they've been doing that for years. So I don't think they're that dominant of a team. Michigan beat Ohio State. Good win. They was at home. They only beat them by 6 points. Good job. Ohio State was 12-0 as well. But Ohio State actually went on the road in prime time early in the season against Notre Dame and won. That's a good win for Ohio State right there. That was a good win for Ohio State right there. Where is that game for Michigan at? Is it Penn State? No, Penn State is weak. So the more I think about it, I would put Washington at the 1 seed. I think they are the hottest team right now. That's what I think. So I would put Washington at the 1 seed, Michigan at the 2 seed, and here's where it gets tricky right now. Here's where it gets tricky, because do Florida State get in? They're a 13-0 team, won a ACC championship. They were pretty good this whole year. And they're a Power 5 team. Do they make it? Do Texas make it? Do Georgia fall out from the number 1 spot all year, fall out of the college football playoff after being a 2-time back-to-back national champion? Do they literally, well, they probably have what? What is it, 12 games in the season, 13 games? And then you got, so they were 15-0, 15-0. They 42-0? 42-0 the last 42 games, besides the game they just lost to Alabama? Do you kick them out of the playoff and put Alabama in, moving Alabama from the number 8 spot all the way to the number 4 spot or the number 3 spot? Is that fair? Especially knowing how Alabama played this year. Alabama didn't play a dominant football this year. Alabama was benching their quarterback, trying other quarterbacks, barely winning games. If it wasn't for a fucking magical ball that dropped on that Auburn field, we wouldn't even be in this conversation, because they would have lost last week to Auburn. They barely won that one. So it's like, Do Ohio State have an argument to get in? They only have one loss on the road by 3 points. Do they have an argument? It's so many directions this can go. I think there are two solidified teams to make the playoffs for sure, and that's Washington and Michigan. And then we have to see, what do the committee think? Does the committee think Alabama deserves to get in? Does the committee think that Alabama and Georgia deserves to get in? Does the committee think Alabama gets in before Texas gets in? Or do you have to put both of those teams in at the same time because Texas beat Alabama in Alabama earlier this year by 10, by two touchdowns? I mean, by two scores. Do you put Texas in? If you put Texas in, do you put Alabama in? If you put Alabama in, you have to put Texas in, right? Do Georgia fall from the number one spot for the last 3 years, and they lost a game in the SEC championship by 3 points? Do they fall out of the college football playoffs? Do they not deserve a chance to receive? I mean, to, you know, defend their trophy? Do they not deserve that chance? Let's talk about Texas real quick and seeing if they can make it. Texas, I think they are definitely one of the top four teams in college football. I think how the quarterback just played in this championship game is pretty damn good. And I think he had missed like three or four games this year, and they still won. Their defense is pretty good. They have weapons on the offense. They have two NFL wide receivers. They have weapons in the backfield. Their tight end is pretty good. Sanders is a weapon. They got a winning coach. And Texas fan base, they gonna travel. So you ain't gotta worry about them Longhorns coming to any stadium, coming to any city, any state, wherever they gotta go, they gonna travel, because the alumni, the fans, the school, that's one of those rich schools. So they gonna sell tickets, and it's gonna be up. So do you leave that team out? I don't see how you can leave Texas out. I think Texas are one of the best teams. Moving on, do Florida State, should the number four ranked Florida State fall out of the college football playoffs and fall back, even though they have no losses on their season? Or do they deserve a chance, or, you know, to go and compete in the college football playoffs? Obviously, their quarterback, their damn near Heisman quarterback, Jordan Travis, suffered a leg injury a few weeks ago. He's been out for the season, and now they're playing second or third string quarterback right now, barely winning, not looking so good. But they're still a 13-0 Power 5 championship team. Do they deserve to make the college football playoff? You feel me? Do their name deserve to be thrown in the hat? There's so many questions. I love it, though. I love the parody. I love it. Because somebody's going to be upset. Somebody's going to be complaining tomorrow. Somebody's going to be upset. Somebody's going to be complaining today. People are going to be mad. Somebody, some program, some organization, some alumni, some fans are going to have some words for this committee for sure. So I hope the committee is ready to, hey, weather this storm, because there's going to be a storm. Somebody's going to be upset. Does Georgia, like, I don't know how many times I got to keep saying this. They've been a number one seed for 3 years in a row. They're back-to-back national champions. They're 42-0 before they just lost this game by 3 points. Do they not deserve a chance to defend their title? What's the point of being number one all year if you can lose at the end and then get knocked out of the college football playoff. What's the point? What's the point? Is this a popularity contest? What is it? What's the point of being number one all year and you can lose your last game in the SEC championship by 3 points? And everybody say the SEC the conference is the toughest conference ever and it's the best conference and it's the most dominant conference and all of that, right? And they lose to a team by only three points. Do they deserve to get kicked out of the college football playoffs and not be able to defend their title? Did they not work hard enough to defend their title? Because it is their title. They done won 2 years in a row. We're going to see, man. We're going to see. This committee has some questions. Last but not least, man, Alabama. Alabama has been ranked all year 10, 11, 13, ranked number 9, ranked number 8. I think the lowest all year they've been ranked is number 8. So they've never really cracked, you know, top 5, except for, I guess, early in the year when they, before they lost, I mean, that was game 1, obviously. But early in the year before they lost, let me see if they show what they was ranked early at that time. They really don't. I'm going to do Alabama. When they played Texas, they were ranked number 3. Okay, let's see then. Then they were ranked number 10 that next week. They were ranked number 13 that next week after wins. They're dropping after wins. They were ranked number 12 the next week. They were ranked number 11 the next week. They were ranked number 11 the week after that. They were ranked number 11 the week after that. So they're not moving. They were ranked number 8 versus after beating LSU. They were ranked number 8 after beating Kentucky. They were ranked number 8 after beating Chattanooga in week 12. And then they were ranked number 8 after beating Auburn. So they really been ranked number 13, 11, 11, 10, 8. After they lost to Texas, they never went no seed lower than number 8. So that just tells you that there's literally been 7 teams that's been better than them all year. If Alabama was a 5 or a 6 seed right now and they beat Georgia in the SEC championship, I'd be like, yeah, they in. Because they right there on the outside looking in. But being number 8 and jumping all the way into the top 4 because you beat a Georgia team, how should Georgia look at that? How do Georgia lose a game? Lose one game and fall out of the top 5, out of the top 4. But Alabama can be no higher than 8 all year. And they can win the SEC championship and jump into the top, into the college football playoff, into a top 4 spot. I don't know, man. We're going to see if Saban got some magic, man. Because I'm sure he's working that phone. I'm sure some things are happening behind the scenes. I'm sure some conversations are being had. Some begging, some pleading, some all of that. I am so sure. So we're going to see, man. This is going to be a very, very, very interesting. This is going to be a very, very, very interesting college football playoff ranking today. I think this is going to be one of the most interesting ones. Because there's a lot of parity. There's a lot of questions. And we're going to see. I think it'd be dope if college football playoff had a 12 seed college football playoffs. Or 8 or 8 seeded one instead of a 4. Because it's kind of hard to, you know, dumb all of this down to 4 seeds. I think it should be 8. Not 12. I think it should be 8. Maybe 12, just, you know, add more parity, and maybe a 12 can be the one, because it's just one game, so you never know. But I think it should probably just be 8 teams and go at it like that. But these are my top four. I'm about to announce it right now because we're at the end of the congregation. The lipitation. You feel what I'm saying? I'm making up words, but you get my drift. These are my top four college playoff seeding ranking teams right now. And this is how I think it would go later today. I think Washington should be the number one seed. They're the hottest team right now. Their championship game was way tougher than Michigan's. They played a way better team, and they played a tougher schedule than Michigan played, and they haven't lost a game this year. So I think Washington should be the number one seed. Then I think Michigan should be the number two seed. I think Michigan should be the number two seed. They've been up there, you know, despite all of the allegations and all of the things that they've been in the media for. You know, coach, I've never seen a coach get suspended or, you know, two times in one season and everything be cool. I've never seen it before, man. But there's a lot of stuff going on at that university, man, that probably gonna hear more about it within the next 5-10 years. You know how that usually goes. So I got Washington at the one spot. I got Michigan at the two spot. At the three spot, I have Georgia. I have the Georgia Bulldogs at the three spot. I just can't see why they would fall out of the college football playoff rankings because they lost one game by 3 points to an eighth-seeded Alabama team. I don't think that should knock them out of the college football playoff. Because like I said, if that's the case, what is the point of being number one all year when I can be a 9 seed and beat a team in the championship and jump all the way up into the college football playoff? What's the point of that? I don't know about that. I don't like that. And for my number 4 seed, drum roll, please. That ain't the drum roll, but you get my drift. At the number 4 spot, at the last spot of the college football playoff, I'm going to insert the Texas Longhorns. I got to insert the Texas Longhorns. Texas are 12-1. They lost to Oklahoma. They had that game won. They should have won that game. They kind of gave that game up. But they went into Tuscaloosa in Alabama and beat them by double digits. And it was handily. They beat Alabama. It wasn't no fugazi. It wasn't by luck or any of that. They beat them. And they should have beat them the year before that, but Texas quarterback got hurt. Remember that in Texas last year, Quinn Ewers got hurt, and then they, you know, Texas should have won last year, and they had some great wins this year, and they just, you know, they've been dominant this year. Quarterback has been hurt, but they still been finding ways to win, and they just dominated in the Big 12 championship, balled out. So that is my top four right there. Let me say that one more time, my top four. My top four rankings for the college football playoffs is Washington at number one, Michigan at number two, Georgia at number three, and Texas at number four. So that will leave Washington to play Texas in the first round and Michigan to play Georgia. And the winner would take all. Winner advance, and then the winner take all. So those are my top four. Those are my top four. And I'm also going to add on to that the Heisman. Obviously, the Heisman candidates is Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., Jaden Daniels. And they're probably going to throw Marvin Harrison Jr. in there. I'm going to give the Heisman this year to LSU's quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Over 4,900 yards. What was it? Let's see. I think it was 4,900 yards, around 49 touchdowns, and less than four interceptions. That sounded like a Heisman to me. And he had a few Heisman games this year. He had one game we had damn near. He had over 300 yards passing and over 250 yards rushing. You think he had like 8 touchdowns that game. That screams Heisman. So that's my college football analysis today, man. If y'all disagree, let me know. Let me know where y'all put teams at. Let me know how y'all feel about things. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, man. Appreciate y'all for joining another episode of the Speak On It podcast, man. We dropping content all the time. We consistent with it. We doing our thing. We spreading, you know, I think knowledge. You know, it may just be my opinions, which it is, and it's all good. And let's just, you know, bounce opinions off each other and, you know, barbershop talk with a little bit of knowledge and wisdom behind it. That's all I got for y'all, man. Speak On It podcast. Lip out.